initially frightened and nervous, because knowing your own condition, you know what is weaker or stronger and what hurts and what doesn't, you know, mentally as well as physically. So you are tentative initially of conversations, you know, and you sort of say, oh, hello, I'm Sheila, how are you, sort of thing. And then you develop it from there, you know, and you start talking either about conditions or about what they used to do or what they're hoping to do, you know. And you learn different ways of dealing or doing it. There were some there that I don't know if the names Tessa and Graham Pole ring a bell. The famed couple of the Crescent. Wonderful, wonderful couple, both disabled from childhood, used to run riot in High Street in New Malden with their wheelchairs, demolishing shop fixtures, fittings and displays everywhere they went. But they just went, you know, and did it. And you sort of looked on them and thought, well, crikey, you know. And that you laugh with them and they laughed at themselves, and that passes on, you know, with it all. And again, being I was one of the younger ones there with young children, and bringing the children in at times was nice, because Tess and Graham were older but didn't have children. And, you know, Julia didn't have children either. That mixture was good, you know, with it all. And for them and the children, you know. So, yeah, it's that mixing. And you break down those barriers by, I think, initially having that group ethic with it in a safe environment to build up to doing it elsewhere. Initially, I felt I'm never going to be able to do things again, but gradually I can, and if someone's not going to let me, they're going to hear the argument why I am going to do it, you know, that it built up like that. Whereas, you know, still today I want to go out with a sight impaired friend. Going into certain cafes or bars or restaurants, the amount of checking you still have to do, can you fit a wheelchair? Is there visibly impaired aspects that help? And all of that, it amazes me that it's still needed in a lot of areas, and where businesses still shut the doors to that way of thinking. It's dreadful that it's still occurring.